This is Fresh Air. In the new thriller Conclave, now playing in theaters, Ralph Fiennes plays a cardinal in the Vatican who is tasked with overseeing the election of a new pope. The movie also features Stanley Tucci, John Lithgow, and Isabella Rossellini, and was directed by Edward Berger of the Oscar-winning All Quiet on the Western Front. Our film critic, Justin Chang, has this review of Conclave.
In describing Conclave, I can't improve on the words of a friend, the Variety critic Guy Lodge, who suggested that this twisty piece of Pope fiction should have been titled Corpus Agatha Christie. That sums up the movie's paperback thriller appeal and its dramatic limitations. Adapted from Robert Harris's 2016 novel, Conclave isn't a whodunit exactly, although it does begin with the discovery of a body. The Pope has died unexpectedly in his quarters, and the Sacred College of Cardinals will now hold a conclave to determine his successor. The conclave will be overseen by Cardinal Lawrence, played by an excellent Ralph Fiennes. Lawrence has his work cut out for him. He's having serious doubts about both his future in the church and his personal faith, and his contentious and spiteful colleagues are not doing much to restore it. Before long, the college will devolve into a cesspool of backbiting, infighting, and ruthless smear campaigning, perfectly timed for this nail-biting election season, in other words. Things start off civilly enough, as cardinals from all over the world descend on Rome for the conclave. In this scene, Lawrence greets his longtime friend and ally, Cardinal Bellini, who's favored to do well in the election. He's played by Stanley Tucci, expertly cast as a man who can be by turns catty and serious-minded.
Father Bellini.
Aldo.
Am I the last?
Not quite. How are you?
Oh, well, you know, fairly dreadful. Have you seen the papers?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's already decided it's to be me.
And I happen to agree with them.
What if I don't want it? No sane man would want the papacy.
Some of our colleagues seem to want it.
What if I know in my heart that I am not worthy?
You are more worthy than any of us.
I'm not.
Well, then tell your supporters not to vote for you, to pass the chalice.
And let it go to him? I could never live with myself.
The hymn that Bellini can't stand is Cardinal Tedesco, played with delectable comic menace by the Italian actor Sergio Castellitto. Tedesco is the kind of staunch traditionalist who still complains that the church got rid of the Latin Mass. The more liberal-minded Bellini and Lawrence fear that he will take the church backward if he's elected. They want to see the church make progress on gay rights, multi-faith unity, and women in leadership. Issues that, of course, bedevil Pope Francis's reign in the present day. But for all these high-minded gestures at topicality, Conclave isn't really about the challenges facing Catholicism today, nor is it about the clergy sexual abuse scandals that continue to make headlines, and which the movie acknowledges in passing. The director, Edward Berger, is in it mainly for the intricate puzzle box plotting and the relentless political backstabbing. Berger previously directed All Quiet on the Western Front, and he stages Conclave as another kind of war movie, where words become weapons and even the cardinal's seating arrangements begin to resemble battle formations. One of these men will be the next head of the church, and the options aren't terribly inspiring. John Lithgow gives a wily performance as one of the college's more popular and opportunistic members. Lucian Msamati oozes ambition as a cardinal who's vying to become the first African pope in many centuries. Conclave is a noisy movie. The actors chew and chew the Vatican scenery, and Volker Bertelsmann's score is as bombastic as an exorcism. I was grateful for the understated yet commanding presence of the divine Isabella Rossellini, making the most of a thin role as a nun who says little but sees everything. Equally welcome is the Mexican actor Carlos Diaz, as a humble cardinal who's led a dangerous ministry in Afghanistan. His motivations are among the movie's more intriguing mysteries. Berger is clearly having fun ushering us into the shadowy, cloistered world of the Vatican, complete with detailed recreation of the Sistine Chapel. and Conclave is undeniably engrossing to watch as it shuffles and reshuffles the narrative deck and serves up one juicy cardinal red herring after another. While the story may be a parlor trick, there's nothing phony about Ralph Fiennes' performance as the movie's troubled conscience, a thoughtful man of God experiencing a genuine crisis of faith. Fiennes makes Lawrence's psychology intensely compelling, whether he's stepping in to reprimand a wayward colleague or reluctantly considering the papacy himself. Lawrence claims he doesn't have the spiritual fortitude to be pope. His attitude is basically, let this chalice pass from me. But Bellini calls him out. Every cardinal harbors the ambition to be pope, he says, and has even secretly chosen the papal name by which he would like to be known. Speaking of names, Lawrence's first name, we learn early on, is Thomas, which means that he is literally a doubting Thomas. Like everything in Conclave, it's clever, and a little too on the nose.
Justin Chang is a film critic at The New Yorker. On Monday's show, an evangelical church that grew in reaction against the religious right. They shared an egalitarian vision, but became divided over some of the same issues dividing the country. We talk with Eliza Griswold about her new book. Her late father, Episcopal Bishop Frank Griswold, presided over the consecration of the first openly gay bishop. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Adam Staniszewski. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm David Biancooley. Support.